There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris being somewhere on the road to his home in Arizona, and from Mexico, red pill junkie. And Miguel, of course, attended the Roswell Slides or not the Roswell Slides presentation. He wasn't given free seats, I don't think.
No.
Okay. And we're trying to dissect what's going on here. So this portion of the show, they're trying to explain who these people were. And of course, they brought in Tom Carey and Donald Schmidt, who have obviously written books about Roswell. We also had Richard Dolan, but he was on the sidelines. He didn't actually participate, did he?
He was the one in charge of wrapping up the event. You know, it was until the very end. I think that he spoke for 20, 30 minutes. And he didn't really devote a lot of time talking about the slides. He did admit that the chain of custody in the slides was far from perfect, that there were a lot of questions surrounding the provenance. But he said that what he hoped for the slides is to have some kind of ripple effect and try to undermine the wall of silence that is covering, that is protecting the UFO secret from the within the secret government that is has been withholding this information from the American public and the whole world. So, and he also gave these his thoughts about disclosure. What happens next if the slides turn out to be genuine? What will happen in a world after disclosure? Let me also point out, Gene, that I didn't attend the Roswell event alone. I asked one of my cousins, who is very interested also in the UFO phenomenon, to join me. And the reason I did so was twofold. I didn't want to go alone. And two, I wanted to have an unfiltered opinion from someone who is a smart person, interested in the topic, and who obviously wasn't as immersed in the controversy surrounding the slides as I was. And then after the event was over, I asked him, you know, well, what do you think? Were you convinced? And he said he found everything to be very interesting, and he particularly was very interested by Dolan's words. He also hoped, as Dolan, that the slides will have that kind of ripple effect toward the disclosure.
Now, just in retrospect here, we're not going to go into much of this more until the end of the segment, and that is, the reaction I'm seeing is none too favorable. You know, I'm looking over Kevin Randall's blog, and I don't see the people who would be in there to defend it, like blogger Anthony McBregalia, who had spent quite a bit of space talking up this thing. Suddenly, the event occurs, and he's not anywhere to be found in Kevin Randall's blog. He's not responding. Just about everything we see there, and you know you've participated as I have, is a criticism of some sort.
Yeah, definitely. I think that 100% of the people participating in those blogs, and I think in English websites, have been extremely critical of the whole event, and they have been completely underwhelmed by the so-called evidence that they showed.
Now, there is a survey at the site run by a certain all-night radio show, which we will not mention because I want to give them publicity. And they have one of the slides up there. And the questions are simple. Three questions. Do you believe it? Do you disbelieve it? Or are you not sure? Now, when you add the disbelief to the one saying not sure, you get something like 73 to 75%. The rest believe it. Now, this is to a radio show that tends to cater to people who believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So if these people are voting that they don't know or don't believe it, that doesn't augur well. Let me ask you about this. Since your cousin was there, you were there. Could you get a sense, and this is one of the questions from forum.theparacast.com in our question bank, one of the questions from one of our esteemed, highly esteemed regulars over there, and that is the crowd attending, who they are, what they seem to be there for, what the mood is. Did you get a sense of the crowd? Was it all older people, young people, a mixture, what?
Well, I think it was a mixture. Actually, my cousin was kind of surprised, as I was, that there were so many, like he said, old ladies attending, right? It was kind of surprising. And there were also a few younger people, and maybe probably the bulk were in the middle age, you know, 40s, 50s, you know, people like myself. I assume that most of the people attending this event, they were in their teens when the famous UFO flap of the 1990s was occurring. And back in those years, Jaime Maussan was at the forefront of the investigation of the flap and showing videos taken by citizens with the camcorders of those days on national television. And I'm sure that many of those people are still supporting Maussan, and that's why they went and they responded to his summoning, you know, at the National Auditorium.
So his general reputation in Mexico is pretty solid then?
It's a mixture. It's a mixed bag. I think that some people have lost faith in his credibility. I must admit, I'm one of those people. Back in the 90s, I idolized the man. You know, I think I mentioned that the first time I was at the Paradigm. You know, I remember that when we saw him on TV, and some of the skeptics of those years, you know, trying to question him and trying to argue with him, you know, the people supporting him will boo and will always cheer whenever he replied back. So, but as the years progressed, many of the cases that he supported and he showed, they were shown to be hoaxes, right? So at first I thought that there weren't going to be as many people as are the ones who attended the event. I think, well, maybe, you know, a couple of thousands will come, but it will be mostly empty. But no, I was proven wrong. You know, the man still got it.
Was there a lot of advertising, retail advertising for this, or just coverage in the news columns?
Maussan was involved in a very heavy and active promotion campaign. He promoted the event in several radio stations in Mexico. I listened to a couple of them, you know, mostly radio stations aimed at the younger crowd. And yeah, people were very supportive, well, very, very expectant of the evidence that he was going to show. So it was that, and a few articles in newspapers also promoting the event. So I'm not sure if I suspect that he also appeared on television a couple of times. I'm sure he did, because obviously he still is involved with Televisa, which is the biggest channel. TV news organization in Mexico. So I'm sure he was also promoting the event on TV. But since I stopped watching TV some years ago, I'm not able to confirm that.
Okay, we've got Red Pill Junkie, with Gene and Chris. We're talking about not the Roswell slides, you're in
the Paracast.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with the new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Roswell slides, not the Roswell slides. Gene and Chris, we have Red Pill Junkie, Miguel, who actually paid for a ticket, went there with his cousin to see this 5-hour event. We're kind of getting a little background here, a little color background about the advertising, about the people who attended. We have a question from Robert, sometimes known as Burnt State, who's been on the show as a very frequent poster in our forums with nearly 3,200 messages, and he'll do just as many tomorrow. Okay, first question. Who was there that you didn't expect to see?
I guess the one I didn't expect to see was James Hortak, who, like I said, I didn't know about until May the 5th. I really couldn't really understand his involvement in this whole affair.
Any notable absentees? Well, Paul Hellyer was brought there by Skype. Who did you expect to be there, or who was advertised as being there, who didn't show?
Oh, Dr. Edgar Mitchell. You know, that was, along with Richard Dolan, the one person I was really hoping to see on stage, you know. But unfortunately, he was forbidden to travel to Mexico by his doctor due to health issues. I mean, he's 84 years old after all, and I think it's fair to say that he has traveled more than most of us in our lifetimes combined, right? So he wasn't there, but Maussan recorded an interview with him at his home in New Mexico, and he showed him the slides and showed the reactions he had of it, you know, and he said, well, they looked like the one of the groups of extraterrestrials visiting our planets. It seems that the features correspond with what the people in the Roswell story claim to see. So, I mean, I'm not saying he gave a 100% endorsement of it, but you know, he didn't say, well, this is not an alien body. This is a mummy or something, you know.
Okay, next question. This one semi-serious. Did you see any aliens in the crowd or on the screen? I guess you only see them on the screen if the slides show an alien.
Man, well, maybe some people will think that I was an alien, you know. I mean, at 6'4", I kind of stand out in the Mexican crowd. But no, I didn't see anyone with more than 5 fingers on his hand, on their hands.
Okay, well, maybe they were wearing gloves. You couldn't tell.
Exactly.
No, big-headed, skinny-ass, four-fingered bug-eyed dude.
No, and unfortunately, no hot Venusian babes either.
Oh, man. You throw a good party, and none of the special guests show up. I mean, what?
The last question. Did you know that www.rpj.com is available? I shouldn't have said that because someone's going to get it.
Yeah.
And they'll say, Red Pill Junkie, I'll sell it to you for $1,000.
Then they can keep it because no way I can afford that much.
It's worth $9.99 if you can get it, okay?
Mm.
That's it.
Okay, I have to think about it.
Okay, so we have this introduction, takes forever. Finally, the first slide is shown. Let me point out, the second slide did not appear until just about the end. We'll go into that in a moment. Okay, so these slides have already been, at least the first one, revealed in rather low-resolution form online for a while. There was no surprise there, right?
Well, not for me, anyway. You know, the slides were definitely more native. The features of the body were much clearer. But it was the same slides, right? It was the same body propped inside some kind of glass showcase, you know, the same position. So to me, there wasn't any kind of surprise. I don't know about the people attending. And obviously, I didn't show the slides to my cousin. I never sent him some kind of link to say, look, this is the things that they're going to show, because that would have been a major spoiler. So, yeah.
Okay, so you see it, the big reveal. Could you pick out any details that gave you any clues about anything? Obviously, you're not an anthropologist. You're not a scientist, so you're giving a layman's opinion.
Well, the head look kind of interesting, you know, the size of the eyes, the shape of the mouth, what's the apparent lack of a protruding nose and all that, the fact that you couldn't really see a very defined hand and all that. So it was an odd body. That's all I could say. You know, it was peculiar, I guess is the word I'm trying to say. And, well, obviously the fact that it was shown in some kind of showcase, you know, it reinforced my suspicion that the photo was taken in some kind of museum instead of some kind of secret hangar base or something. And also the fact that the body was some kind of put over some type of cloth or blanket or something instead of, I don't know. I guess we're being spoiled by the assumptions of popular TV, and we say, okay, if they have alien bodies, they will surely keep them in some kind of liquid nitrogen or something, right? I mean, after all, you
know, but not on a blanket under a glass case.
Yeah.
It sounds wrong.
Yeah, I mean, if this was a genuine extraterrestrial body, then you are talking about the most valuable biological specimen in the whole history, you know, the most valuable object in the whole world.
You just keep it on an army blanket? Yeah.
You will keep it away from light, away from oxygen, you know, completely secure.
Also, I assume that any physicians worth their salt would want to quarantine this creature in case it has alien viruses or something. You can't just have people there without wearing some kind of hazmat uniform. I don't know what they had back in the late 40s. But you would think that they would take precautions so as not to infect people. This is an alien. This is from who knows where. Mm-hmm. You can't just leave it out in the open. I mean, we'll go into that in a moment. Who is that person in the blue dress? The devil in the blue dress? More to come with Gene and Chris and Red Pill Chunky. You're in
Paracast.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris is sounding a little bit digital these days because he has become a digital person. No, seriously, he's on the road with his iPhone, and he's doing the best we can. Red Pill Junkie, Miguel from Mexico, is here. The well-known paranormal blogger who agreed to come here to tell us about his experience of attending the great event, Be a Witness to the Roswell Reveal. I'm looking here at a low-resolution photo from Open Mind's site. Mm-hmm. And as you say, it looks like some kind of museum exhibit on some kind of blanket. There's also some kind of label there that you can't see in this slide. We'll get into that in a moment. And then you see what looks like a woman with a blouse and a blue dress, the devil in the blue dress, or the devil in the details. So it's bad enough that she's not wearing a uniform to protect herself from alien viruses. Does anyone theorize who she might be? Maybe Eisenhower or something?
Maybe it was J. Edgar Hoover, you know?
I understand he did that sort of thing, yeah.
Also, if someone is watching the image in on their computer screen, look to the thing that is behind the alien body. You know, that thing that is on the left side that looks like some kind of wolf. Some people are calling it the wolfman head. Nick Redfern on his blog pointed it out, and it also caught my eye yesterday, and I tweeted and say, well, what's up with that? You know, did they also keep dead Bigfoots in that Air Force hangar?
The location is screwy as anything. It's not a medical table. That bothers me. It looks like something that wasn't just dissected the day before, that it was there for many years. And this mm-hmm. slide was taken in 1947. If this is the Roswell creature, did exposure to our atmosphere age it immediately?
Yeah, or maybe one of the things that Salce Benavides mentioned in his presentation, Salce Benitez, sorry, is that in his opinion, the yellow ochre coloration in the body was maybe probably the result of some kind of exposure to formaldehyde or something.
All right. Now, let's look at this here now. You had supposed experts testifying during this presentation as to what that creature was and why it can't be a mummy, which is another theory. It's a mummy of a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen other photos of mummies of children that are not dissimilar. So were they extraterrestrials too?
Well, the guy, like I said, he went point by point, giving his reasons why, in his opinion, the body was not of a child. For it wasn't also a desiccated mummy. He mentioned that with mummies, the ocular globes of the eyes get to recede inside the sockets of the skull, and that's not the case with this specimen. And he also said that the body had six ribs on the rib cage. That is not according to human anatomy. The bones of the wrist were also not apparent. That the body bones of the elbow was anomalous. That the length of the bone from the from the collar of the shoulder to the elbow was not according to a normal human body. So he said that he went through all the 8,000 rare congenital syndromes that are recorded by the World Health Organization and 455 dimorphisms produced by illnesses. So he went and discarded them one by one in his study. And apparently the guy spent 2 months studying this single image alone. And then he came to the opinion that the body was not compatible with human life.
Now, we don't know that's a body. It could be something somebody prepared for a science fiction film.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that it was ever anything that actually lived.
Yeah, well, the second person who gave a scientific testimony was Richard Doble, who they gave their resume on screen, and he's apparently some kind of retiree academician who studied at the University of Toronto and Torino. He was a college professor in several universities. He has studied the anatomy of vertebral spined animals and primate anatomy comparison evolution and whatnot. So he said he more or less reaffirmed what Salste had already said. He said that it was not a human child, and he also said that it probably wasn't some kind of mannequin. You know, the argument was that in order to produce that kind of mannequin, it would have required a great amount of expertise in biology and comparative anatomy. So his argument was that what the body showed was some kind of convergent evolution. It wasn't a primate, but it was something that had evolved in the same way that we human beings had in this planet.
Hmm. All right. So they're painting a picture here that sort of kind of makes sense, that they can't attribute this to being a human person, and they're trying to at least come up with explanations as to why they think it was once a real human being. Now, they say six ribs, and I'm trying to count six ribs here, and I'm looking at the blow up, and this one's from theblackfault.com, and I can't count six ribs here. What am I missing?
Well, the guy says six ribs, and possibly a seventh one that was invisible because of the cloth covering the neck. They suspected that maybe the head was removed from the neck. So, well, they also pointed out to the anomalies in the pelvis bones, you know, so in their opinion, this being didn't seem to have some kind of definite gender, you know, a sex. They couldn't point out whether it was a male or a female.
Okay, you know, we are going to bring on a surprise guest in just a moment, so just hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, as we prepare to wrap up this segment of the Paracast, we're joined here by someone else who was actually present on the stage, I guess, of the Roswell Slides presentation in Mexico, and that's Richard Dolan. Richard, fast welcome to the Paracast. We have about 1 minute left of this segment, and then we'll have you on for another 10 minutes or so. So before we go on, thank you very much for taking the time.
My pleasure, Gene.
We've been ragging on this a little bit, as you might expect. A lot of people
have. No doubt.
Now, before we go on, just a very brief summary. Do you think it's really worth further investigation?
I do. Look, I'm not endorsing these slides. I just want to make that very clear right at the outset. And I'm not debunking them either. I think that there's a few pieces of information that have not been made available to the public. They were on the live stream, but apparently everyone missed it. And that was analyses provided by three particular scientists, two of whom were Spanish-speaking, who gave, in my opinion, very detailed physiological analyses of the body in question.
We'll get into that in the next segment because we were talking about that with Miguel Red Pill Junkie. Getting into that presentation, I want to get into more of that with you. Richard Dolan is going to be here for one more segment with Red Pill Junkie and Gene and Chris. You're in.
But always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So we have a surprise addition to this week's episode of the Paracast. Richard Dolan, longtime UFO researcher and historian, who joins us. And as I said, Red Pill Junkie was explaining this presentation, why the body you see in the picture cannot possibly be a mummy or something like that. Is that what impressed you most about everything, forgetting everything else, Richard?
I think so. I mean, I had a long bit of hesitation before agreeing to come down to do the event. I will just say that. But I agreed to after I had long conversations with Don Schmidt, who I some people like to criticize. Don, I don't get that. I love Don. I think he's an excellent researcher. And then Tony Bergaglia, who I don't think a lot of people know about, but I've long respected Tony's work. He keeps kind of a low profile in the field, but he wrote a lot about this over the past couple of years. And after talking with him, I thought, well, they have reason to think that there's something there. And for me to turn down an opportunity to look at something that's on the front line, I mean, my attitude is this. If I'm supposed to be investigating a mystery and I decline to look at something that I think is genuinely intriguing, and what am I even bothering for? So I wanted to go. I wanted to see it firsthand. I wanted to be there. When I arrived in Mexico City, I met with Jaime Musan and immediately was able to see the high-res images of the slides, not the physical slides, but, you know, good high-res versions of them. And those were interesting to me. And I have not been an expert in mummies and that. I will freely agree that those slides, and I told this to the guys as well, that the images, at least on the face of it, look like they're museum pieces. I have no problem with that assessment. I think that they do. But the issue is when you reconstruct the body, or when they reconstructed the body based on the testimony of, let's see, three individuals. One is Dr. Luis Antonio de Alba Galindo. He was there. I met him. Jose Benitez, who's a forensics expert with the Mexican military. I'm trying to read the Spanish here. And then a Canadian, Richard Doble, who also I really seemed like very much an expert in forensics and physiology. I listened to the testimony of all three of them. And, look, I'm just going to say that I don't believe that a single one of the critics that I've encountered has listened to any of those three gentlemen. I don't think any of them have been listened to. And partly it's not their fault, because when the live stream was done, A, the translations were not always good from what I understand, and then B, it got cut out during the whole second half, which was when all of those presentations were done.
Oh, boy, that doesn't work at all.
And that was just a technical glitch. I don't think that was anticipated by anyone, but it really did detract from the presentation. Now, again, I think that the dating of the slides is very solid. I don't really think that anyone's going to be able to argue persuasively that the slides are not from the late 1940s. Basically, from 1947, 1949 is when they've been nailed down. I think that's solid. I don't think anyone – there are some people who are arguing it's a hoax, which I think is absurd. I even heard a comment that someone said the picture was intentionally blurred, which is, I think, total nonsense as well. I think the images are certainly genuine, and the question is, what are they? There is an interesting connection that Adam Du and it was basically Adam Du found with Hilda Ray and Bernard Ray, which is to the Eisenhowers. That's probably true. Also to the Bush family. This is a couple that really did get around. They were well connected. That doesn't prove that they were therefore able to get access to alien bodies, of course. But on the other hand, it could be conceivable. One might imagine that this could be the case. The real question is, does the body, upon analysis, turn out to be human or not human? What Jaime Musson did is he gathered, or was able to help together, three specialists. This was their conclusion, that it was not human. Now, I listened to them. They're very specific about their arguments as to why it is not a mummy. I don't feel like I'm in a position to argue with these guys. So on that basis, I think it's interesting. And what I've been saying to that team all along, and I'm not a member of that team, but I'm friendly with them. And I've been saying all along that what you've got to do, put up a website, get all of the translations up on that site so everyone in the English-speaking community who's turning this whole thing into like an Armageddon can at least read the analysis. And if you're going to debunk it, start with those, in my opinion. And if that gets debunked, then I would just say let's move on. But if critics are going to criticize these slides without looking at those specific arguments, then I can't really sanction that. What I've been saying all along is that I seriously doubt these slides could ever be considered proof of anything. They're slides. They're not the actual body. So that's a problem there. There's always going to be a question of provenance. And on those two bases alone, they're not ever going to be considered proof to certain people. But I've also felt that debunking them might be a real challenge. Now, the one way to debunk them is to prove that that's a child mummy. What I would like to see would be a qualified expert, a truly qualified expert, not some armchair person. There's a lot of those chiming in these days. But someone who actually knows the field who can say definitively, no, the ribs are actually fine. No, the tendons are actually fine, is typical of a child mummy. Then you know, we got a couple of those in there, then I would certainly agree that, you know, they're not anything other than an interesting mummy.
Miguel, you have a question of Richard Dolan?
Yeah, I do. First, hi, Richard. You know, it's a pleasure.
Miguel, good to hear from
speaking with you. My question was whether you had the chance to talk at length and maybe even privately with either José de Jesús Salce Benítez or Dr. Luis de Alba Galindo.
The problem that I had in talking with them is that their English was very limited and my Spanish was very limited. And I tried. I mean, I met with both of them. You know, particularly José Benítez, I did have like little bits of chat here and there, but spent some time in the room with him, and I seemed to like him, and we seemed to get along fine, but we really couldn't have a communication, unfortunately. I was able to listen to both of their lectures live during translation, and before they spoke, I had become familiar with what they were talking about anyway after having conversations with Jaime Musson about it, and he pretty accurately netted down what their arguments were, and then during the event, I was able to listen to them through English translation. Unfortunately, I couldn't really talk with them any more than that.
Okay. My second question would be, what was your general impression of them? You know, it seemed to me, you know, being in the audience listening, that Salce Benítez was open-minded but neutral, you know, in the whole thing about UFOs and aliens, at least prior to getting involved with...
That is exactly what I agree with that. And yet if you recall, his analysis, well, I'd like to know what you think. I thought his analysis was very, very forthright, and he seemed very confident in his conclusions. His qualifications seemed strong to me as well. So I have to say, I thought José Benítez was quite impressive. I mean, I don't mind saying that. Now, that doesn't mean that I think he can't be disputed or even debunked. I don't know. But again, my frustration with the critics has simply been no one has mentioned his testimony or his analysis, and no one has mentioned the analysis of Dr. Luis Antonio de Alba Galindo. I had a very good vibe on both of them when I met them, particularly José Salce Benítez. I mean, I liked him.
Yeah, my impression of Elba Galindo was that he certainly seemed to be more on the liver camp, you know. And my own personal take is that he seemed to have been extrapolating way more things about the slides than what I think someone should be comfortable with, you know. The idea that he mentioned how, in his opinion, the body showed that he can evolve in some kind of atmosphere, in a place without atmosphere, you know, some kind of, you know, without any kind of gravity, and how they say that he seemed to be some kind of...
I recall, I agree, that was a real stretch, and there's just no point to go there. The Canadian forensic scientist, Richard Doble, who spoke out of his home on Skype, I actually thought was quite interesting also. He tended to speculate a little more than I would have liked, but his technical information I thought was still interesting, and in line I thought with the other two gentlemen. So this is why, like, as soon as that conference ended, I mean, I'll freely admit, at the end of it, I thought this is actually the beginnings of maybe what might be a consensus, and so I was actually very happy to say it. I spoke to some media in the aftermath that. Look, you know, this could be the beginning of a consensus, and only time will tell. And I said this many times, whether it will be or not. And what we now need are other qualified individuals to have access to the same data.
Richard Dolan is spending a few minutes with us with Red Pill Junkie, and Gene and Chris, you're in.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.